To understand how Laverna was formed, you have to travel through space and time. The story begins 400 million years ago. We are here underwater. Sediments accumulate at the bottom of the sea. Among them, a layer of limestone rock forms between two layers of shale. Time passes and the continents drift. 300 million years ago, it was the time when all the continents came together into one called Pangaea. The collision of the tectonic plates will thus form an immense mountain chain, which we call the Hercynian chain. This collision will fold the layers of rock, thus in Laverna, the layers of shale and limestone are now almost vertical. You can see them on the opposite wall. Time passes. 100 million years ago, the Hercynian chain was completely eroded, forming plains. Continents drift and separate. So a few tens of millions of years later, we are under the sea again. A new layer of limestone then forms. It is the rock located above the horizontal line that we can see that can be observed in the room. This line, which passes through the Arensatis gallery, detaches rocks that were formed at completely different times, spaced more than 200 million years apart. In geology, we call this line an unconformity. Time passes. 50 million years ago, a new collision of tectonic plates will form a new mountain range, the Pyrenees. So, in Laverna, we have three different rocks, limestone above the horizontal line and below the line, shale on the left side at the waterfall and limestone on the right side. Time passes. 2 million years ago, water is seeped into the faults and fissures of limestone. These waters will sink and reach impermeable rocks, shales. There, they will gather in an underground river and enlarge the galleries. The water came from the river at the top of the waterfalls and continued straight into Arensatis gallery. At the time, Laverna did not yet exist. From here, water no longer flows over shale, but over limestone, which it can dissolve. It will infiltrate all the fragilities of this older limestone and, over time, create voids filled with water. Over time, the water will find another passage at the back of the room and free up the space. This is the long process which allowed the formation of this extraordinary chamber in these dimensions. The diameter of the room is approximately 250 meters, with a height of 194 meters. Its particular training process makes it a unique place, particularly through its shape, its ceiling, height, and this Arensati gallery. An ancient vestige of the river perched 120 meters above the back of the room. The formation of caves followed the rhythm of the ice ages. During these cold periods, certain living species migrated to seek warmth. Some of them found a refuge underground, where they mutated over time to adapt to the particular environment. Thus, several species of animals, called troglobia or cave dwellers, live in the underground environment and cannot survive anywhere other than in this environment. We can find aquatic or terrestrial organisms. They present specific anatomical, morphological, physiological, or behavioral characteristics. They have lost their color, they have a poorly developed sense of sight, and they are adapted to the lack of food. There are different species in each region, depending on the conditions of each cave. An entire animal chain can be found underground here at La Pierre-Saint-Martin. The largest cave predator is a beetle, measuring a few millimeters. It is called a phenop.